From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Monday, August 19th. The city of Orland may soon reach an important milestone with its emergency groundwater supply project. Following the 2020-2021 drought, Orland secured a large grant from the Department of Water Resources to connect many residents who depend on wells to the city's water system. Delivery lines have been installed. Now a million-gallon water storage tank needs to be built. But bureaucratic and federal permitting delays and recent indecision by the city council have pushed back the completion date. City Manager Pete Carr says that's a problem because the grant has an end date.
It has to be wrapped up by September of next year because the final payments to the cities will be made in December of 2025, and then they move on to other things. Wait until, say, January and get started, and we're halfway through, we're going to pay for $2 million of a $4 million tank out of the city budget.
Contractor bids have been received and are being evaluated. Tomorrow, the city engineer will make a presentation to the council for their approval. And caregivers at a Chico hospital have placed messages to future cancer patients in the currently under-construction building that will treat them. NSPR's Eric Adams was there last week.
Enloe Hospital encouraged its staff to write messages to those who will be using the hospital's new cancer treatment facility. Visitors wrote down words of encouragement on a large steel beam that will be included in the building's construction. Enloe's Vice President of Philanthropy and Communications, Jolene Francis, says the facility will be a vital resource for Butte County and its surrounding communities. She says they lack a treatment center of this size and scope.
It really becomes a barrier for a lot of folks to get the treatment that they need. So having it right here in Butte County, where we can serve our surrounding counties and our community, is really, really critically important to us.
The building's completion is expected by late 2025. Its opening date is planned for spring of 2026. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
The Corning City Council voted to increase water and sewer rates for residents. That's according to reporting by the Red Bluff Daily News. The paper reports that residents who consume up to 4,000 gallons of water per month will see their rates increase by around $2 the first year and by about $2.50 the second year. The first rate hike would go into effect in September this year. The second increase would take place next year. And parts of Upper Bidwell Park reopened last week. Many areas in the park were devastated after the park fire started more than 3 weeks ago, but city officials say they were able to clear burned trees along parts of the roadway and remove other hazards so that hikers could return to some areas of the park. Some of the popular reopened areas include Horseshoe Lake, the Chico Observatory, and swimming areas at Day Camp, Alligator Hole, and Bear Hole. Parts of the beginning sections of the North Rim, Middle Trail, and Yahi Trails are also now open. Those going to the park must heed trail closure signs. Anyone who enters a closed area may be subject to citation and fines. And new restrictions are now in place at Panther Meadows near Mount Shasta. As NSPR's Adia White reports, officials say parts of the area have been devastated by visitors.
The meadows are sacred to local Native American tribes who use the area for spiritual ceremonies. A YouTube video posted by the Winnemem-Wintu tribe nearly a decade ago shows members holding signs in front of the area to close it. The video also shows tribal members confronting someone who is trampling vegetation off the main trail. The new restrictions are being implemented by the Shasta Trinity National Forest at Panther Meadows and the Panther Meadows Basin. They said visitors trampling on vegetation is an ongoing ecological concern. They also said that dispersed campsites are expanding, which causes soil compaction. Under the new restrictions, recreators can only camp at the designated campground. They are also restricted from swimming, being publicly nude, or having dogs off-leash. Other restrictions include being in the area with more than 10 people and having a campfire. Restrictions will be in place until 2026. In Chico, I'm Adia White.
And finally, in state legislative news, California is making moves to distribute over $4 billion to build new behavioral health treatment centers in the state. It's the result of Prop 1, which voters narrowly approved in March. That initiative was billed as a necessary step in fixing the state's homelessness crisis. Local governments, tribes, and companies can apply for the money to build treatment sites for mental illness and substance use disorder. Karen Buchanan is with the state's Mental Health and Human Services Agency.
Our plan is to make these awards by early 2025, so moving very quickly to get these resources out the door and to get these settings stood up to serve Californians in need.
Buchanan says with prior funds, the state has opened 130 behavioral health treatment projects in 38 counties. She says they already serve 300,000 people a year. And those are your headlines for Monday, August 19th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Evanora Grove.